Well, hopefully this recording is going to proceed. This is about my fifth or sixth attempt to pre-record this edition of Bathrobes Piers Broadsides. But I'm not stopping. It's the May 6th, 2018 edition of Bathrobes Piers Broadsides, and you are there. We'll see just how effective we are at recording and whether we do a flashback, and we'll both be surprised. So stay tuned and you'll find out.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So let's begin with some voices from the Red Church, one of my, I was going to say favorite gathering spots, but I'd say habitual get-together spots. This is the last Red Church Feeding Monday for at least a month until the end of May, when there may be a resumption of meals at the Red Church because it's being, roof is worked on, something to that effect. In any case, here's a series of interviews from your rather tired interviewer, but let's see how we do.
Here I'm in the Red Church, and it's before the actual line begins. And in the background, you can hear the so-called Lord's Prayer. Folks are still standing in line, although they were told to sit down while the Lord's Prayer was being intoned. It's being led by a kind of a rough-hewn guy with a beard who isn't part of the usual services that I used to see over here years ago when there was a special group visiting or howdy. Hey. Yeah, it looks like the line is not terribly long. Only goes to about the door of the adjacent Penny University meeting room.
And that's a little strange for the last day of the month. This was on April 30th, I believe, that this meal was happening, this particular occasion. So it maybe it meant that people got their stipends early and didn't come, or maybe it meant that folks had heard that they didn't think the meal was going to be available. Some said when I was there a week before that this was the last meal of the season. That was a week ago prior to this time. In any case, there were still some people there, so let's hear them.
A couple of candles are lit, and I sat down because I was tired. Not so much out of any great respect for the idea that everyone sitting in line should show respect to sitting down. It's
And my commentary here is a little elliptical. What the preacher, the man who was doing the preaching, was wanting was people not to stand in line prior to his reciting the Lord's Prayer, and to want to be getting people to sit down and listen attentively, or at least make like they were listening attentively. At least that was the implication. Nice enough guy. I've talked to him before. He is a I guess a member of the church fellowship. He isn't an official priest or pastor or father, but as far as I know. I mean, maybe he is. But the idea of trying to dictate to people how they should behave when they want to be eating, that really is the reason they're there, kind of goes back to the whole problem of the business of religious charities providing food, provided you're willing to be indoctrinated, which is kind of a depressing situation for folks. Dehumanizing situation. I think it also, frankly, cheapens the religious message as well. If you're extorting people to listen to a religious message before they can eat, and that's not really what the Red Church does. You don't have to listen to the message. You could come in later. But I guess, you know, to be fair, this fellow simply wanted everyone to show respect during the Lord's Prayer, which, of course, as a rather militant antitheist, which is a sort of a step beyond an atheist, I haven't got such respect for these kinds of ritualistic salutes to medieval times at all. But I also do have respect for the people that are feeding others, and unfortunately this is part of their mindset, or fortunately, whatever. So mixed feelings here. Let's hear some more.
I don't feel respect. I don't think they should show respect. Appreciation for the meal, perhaps. On the door, Calvary Episcopal Church, Reverend Dr. Austin Leninger, priest in charge.
Sure.
It says Calvary Church will be fumigating most buildings and replacing the roof of the main church May 7th through July 15th. Following building closures will be in effect. Main church building closed the 7th through the 16th of July, 17th of May. Worship services Sunday takes place in Parish Hall. Preschool building closed May 7th to June 1st. Parish Hall, Sunday School Room and Office. Close May 7th through May 25th.
Hey, who hangs out in the nooks and crannies? You want to say who you are, sir? You don't have to.
Pretty much just trying to stay away from being harassed by the police and those rangers. Seems like you can't sit down without, you know, one step right up. Hey, what are you doing sitting down?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing standing in line here?
Yeah, what are you doing? like, I don't know. That's pretty much it's pretty much what it's come to. Keep it moving or get a ticket.
Yeah. So how long have you been in town?
Non-stop walk.
How long in town?
That's pretty much it, man. Trying to stay fat, trying to stay warm.
You're looking thinner and thinner.
Stuff stolen, too. It's like you got no locker, you got no place to put your stuff, and it gets stolen. They took my sleeping bag the other day. I have nothing. Now I own my clothes. I mean, I have this is my only outfit I have right now because everything got stolen.
Meanwhile, eat hearty in your last meal here.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Next month, right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah,
all right. Talking with?
What was that? The streets, anonymously.
Thank you, Anonymous. All right. Any street reports?
Well, yes. A good friend of mine from Faith Community Shelter died on a bus yesterday, and the driver got a week off.
And their name?
I won't disclose that out of respect for the dead.
You want to mention anything about this person to say how you felt about
him? He was a baby boomer. He was outstanding. He was 67. He was very benign in the whole 18-person crew that we have sleeping in sanctuaries, a different one each night.
Hey, thank you. Any reports?
Thanks.
Any street reports, sir?
A what?
Reports from the street?
None that I know of besides my friend died on the metro.
His name?
Steve Mead.
And what did he die of?
Heart attack.
Anything you want to say about him?
I miss him greatly.
And you are?
Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Be another time, I will.
Okay.
Maybe not today, but I'd definitely like to put my mind in it.
Karina, and your name?
Kevin Mason.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right. Do you have any reports?
Yeah, my name's St. X, and I would like to ask
the city manager to open up the senior bathrooms.
The bathroom thing, for sure, is outwardly not right. When you have to go use a bathroom, and you have to go outside or wherever, you know, and you have to go real bad or something, you got to go. There's so disrespect to everybody.
And humiliating.
And I was going to
say.
And then again, other people can use bathrooms. They act like they're better than us, you know.
And as I was saying, I was going to leave the city manager a special going away present.
Ooh, well, yeah, that's not right.
I don't know if I like the smell of that or not.
It'll be all rosy after I leave.
It's the worst thing ever.
Thank you, St. X.
Thank you.
And any comments for Free Radio?
That's about the truth of it on the bathrooms. And whether you're a druggie or not, if you don't have money, you can't use the restroom. And that's not a free America.
It's pretty stupid, the whole thing.
Yeah.
How long have the bathrooms been closed, as far as you know?
In San Francisco for years.
Closed or open?
Closed.
And here in Santa Cruz?
The restaurants, like the McDonald's. It used to be you could walk into McDonald's and use the restroom. Now you gotta ask for the key.
Have you had trouble taking a shit the last few days?
Yeah.
What was the last place you encountered problems at?
Right downtown where the bin toilets has been wrecked.
And you want to say who you are? You don't have to.
Justin Don Matthews.
Thank you, man. Reports?
Nope.
All right. State of Jones. I have that same book and I haven't read the damn thing. So.
It's good.
It's about the county that seceded from the South, right?
Yeah, from the Confederacy.
Good for them, man.
Yeah.
Slave owner assholes down there.
Yeah.
At least the ones who did the seceding from the Union. Any reports at all? Anything you want to say?
Not really.
All right.
No, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any reports from the street?
Not really. Just like to say I'm from the Church of What Would Jesus Christ Do, and we're giving free rectal lobotomies for all those in need. So.
I see. Interesting perspective. What's your name? Pastor, I should say.
James.
Thank you, James.
You're welcome.
All right. And no reports? Any street reports?
No.
All right. Anything from the street you want to pass on? Thank you.
You have cards?
Cards? Yeah.
Julie Shaw.
What do you got for us today? Anything you want to say?
Safe parking program at Seventh-day Adventist Campground, Soquel Old San Jose Road in Soquel, California, Santa Cruz County. I believe it's going to be in effect around September, and perhaps some more safe parking programs available through other faith associations in Santa Cruz. That's per St. John's Episcopal Church member. That's going to be John. What's his last name?
I have no idea.
I forgot it. Okay, but anyway.
Anytime there's the unsafe parking program throughout Santa Cruz.
Association of Faith Communities, Showalter, Showalter, is the man you need to speak with. And apparently I was told that some people had to clear out a camp over behind the Wrigley building by tonight or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And there's also was some kind of report about an informal hike and bike campground up by Davenport that was normally a safe place to be. You pay $2 a night or something like that, I heard. And now it's no longer available to people to use. I've never seen it, but this is just reports I've been getting out in the field on the west side, lower west side of Santa Cruz.
I want more of those reports, and we've been talking with
you. Julie Shaw. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Julie.
Love you.
All right.
Did you tell them I wrote a story about the homeless, and it's kind of a horror story.
Where can it be found?
I don't know yet. Maybe I'll contact the Good Times, see if they want to print it.
I'm proofreading it, and it needs to be edited. He's working on it. It's still in progress.
The bad guys win in this story.
Well, that's the reality of life, my son.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, man.
Cooper.
What do you got, Cooper?
Well, first of all, I was actually thinking about you today, I'm really glad to see you.
I'm available, big girl.
And what I mostly wanted to tell you, personally, thank you for all the time that you've donated to listen to the community. that takes a lot of heart to come out and do it and listen. And I really just want to thank you. So I'm glad I got to see you.
Yeah, but I can't play music like some people.
I love you. Give me a hug. Thank you.
Anything happening on
Merry
music
Christmas
scene?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Any music stuff happening?
Yeah, we played out the other night. We played, you know, on Pacific. And,
in front of the Palomar?
Yeah.
That's usually happening still?
Yeah.
What time usually?
Oh, around 6 to 8. And as it gets warmer, we come out more. No, we're in good shape. The music seems to kind of protect us, you know. It's really weird that way.
We've been talking with
Cooper DeAngelo. Thank you.
Thanks, Cooper. Silent Street Reports.
Well, I was rode down the Poconip one Friday night at 9 p.m.
What happened?
For a bike light violation.
Oh, there you are. You've got to make your light brighter, old man.
So I got a hearing on the 7th.
For
same day as my name change hearing. Same time.
You're going to change your name before or after the bike hearing?
I think I'll change it first. And then the other court, I'll go, well, I'm not Robert.
Interesting strategy. I want to hear more how this works. Thank you, Robert. Any street reports? No. Thank you. Reports from the street of any kind? No. Reports. He's pausing to think about that. I can hear his mind ticking slowly, quietly, ponderously.
No.
Thank.
Just show up that Thursday thing, downtown Santa Cruz, street teams.
At what time?
Thursday at 7:30 behind Bubble Bath and Starbucks.
7:30 a.m.?
Yes.
Thank you, Sonny.
Yeah.
Any reports from...
Yes, the Blue Tarp Project, which takes photographs of homeless people, is mounting a show in the library, and we may be able to extend that into the county building so that we have more identity as individuals.
Have you heard anything about harassment of homeless in the library itself?
I have not. Is that happening?
It has occasionally been happening. I haven't heard a lot of it recently, but I'm trying to stay on top of it, if it is.
Well, they're very open and supportive and very supportive of this project, so I'm kind of puzzled.
Well, sometimes they get nice to some people, but not so nice to others. You know how it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think if we're quiet and respectful, we'll probably be treated that way.
Just don't fall asleep, okay?
Yes, there is that.
You better watch your step. We've been listening to the thoughts of...
Have I been...
Your name again is?
Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
I've been all over the United States.
And how long have you been in Santa Cruz?
2 days.
And what do you think?
That's pretty cool.
Any hassles of any kind?
No. Not at all.
How long do you intend to be? And you're going to be here for a while? Or are you going to... What's your thoughts?
I'm probably going to be leaving the next day or two.
Where for?
San Francisco.
You have a smart...
Well, Seattle, New York... I'm hitting all four corners.
Just can't keep you down.
No. never.
And we've been talking...
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Talking with...
Chad.
Thank you, Chad. Things are looking up. All right.
Yeah.
Reports?
No.
Thank you. All right, man. Let me know. Any street reports?
Yeah. Just hungry.
All right. Street reports?
I'm talking about like those kind of streets with dirt. You know what helps people?
Hello.
Greetings.
Hey, Susan. Hey, how are you doing?
Sitting down.
Sitting down. I got a yard full of gophers and a house full of dry rot.
How are the streets?
But it's a trailer.
Anything for the streets?
The streets?
Yeah. Anything happening outside you want to pass on?
We're trying to...
Any reports?
Yes.
Any reports for Carmen?
Sorry.
Any street reports?
I'm scared of a little bit. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
birds?
Hey, Ricardo, any reports?
Oh, yeah. To anyone? You know what? God forbid, I wish no badness on anyone, but God forbid it's their daughter or their somebody.
Which
you know what?
Be, yeah.
Because you know what? They might think a little different.
We've been talking to...
Maria. My name is Maria. Maria Cristina Chavez. They call me Vodka Girl because that is my vice. We all have our vices, and that's my vice.
Thank you, Maria.
I'm not proud of it, but it is what it is.
You don't seem too drunk at the moment.
Well, thank you very much. I try to control myself.
You will.
Thank you very much.
Anything happened in the last week, Ricardo?
Yeah, they took everybody's everybody's sleeping gear, and they'll take cans that people have picked up, and because they're neatly in an area and crushed, they'll take them. They're worth money. It's basically stealing. I lose more stuff to the police and the Rangers aren't even properly trained to beat whatever they're
you
doing.
Said, you're advising people keep your stuff in a mess rather than a neat area because it's less likely to be picked up.
Yeah, if you leave it completely trashed, the Rangers won't pick up trash. They'll pick up your stuff and throw it away.
Yeah. And we've been talking with...
Ricardo Lopez.
Excuse me, I got one more thing to say. I don't judge nobody on their vices of what they do, but I was sitting next to under the Water Street Bridge the day before Thanksgiving, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and a man OD'd right next to me. I knew him. I didn't even know he did that drug. Okay, we're calling it the nighttime, okay, the heroin, okay? And I didn't even realize that he was OD'ing right there because I've only seen on movies, not right in front of my face because I don't do that drug, okay? And the other guy that was there just got all this stuff and threw it in his backpack, you know? And I'm trained in CPR because I taught special needs kids for almost 25 years. And he threw him out on the, put him like flat on the pavement right there. And yes, I can. Yes, I'm sorry.
What?
But I did CPR. And I made him, thank you. I kept him shallow breathing until the paramedics came back, or came there, and it took like, give or take 15 to 20 minutes. And thank you. I'm sure.
Give you a piece of bread.
Sure. Thank you.
Name of the guy died, do we know?
He did not die. I kept him shallow breathing until the paramedics got there. And I Norcanned him twice because I was screaming across the thing. There was a people. I could see the people when that was when they were letting people be in the tents in San Lorenzo, not.
Yes.
And so I was trained in CPR, but I never actually performed it, right? And I kept him shallow breathing, and I Norcanned him twice because after I screamed for the Norcan shots, because I knew every out here had those things, but I didn't have one. And I was like, I need Norcan, and nobody responded to me, nobody. Except finally, this one guy I know named Chopper, he came and he responded. He threw me a Norcan shot. He said, muscle it. And I know how to do it because I've been trained like that. I never had to do it, though. Muscle it right in the
name
thigh.
Name of the guy you saved?
Popeye.
Cool.
Street name.
Let's leave it there so you can get something to eat.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been talking with?
Maria.
Thanks, Maria.
You're welcome.
Oh, I really appreciate that things are at least seem to be looking up. I hope that is the case.
Well, the place closing looks like things are looking down, but that's another story.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I'm glad that it's warmer and that people are finding little other situations. I hope that be the case.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Or not.
Yes.
Well, I was just going to say, a friend of mine is sleeping up near Emmeline. And there's a man and his... an older man, a younger man, and a young lady, and they do more to harm homeless people than the Take Back Santa Cruz.
What do they do?
Rip everyone off. I'm just warning everyone out there.
What do they look like? Who are they?
I can't say that.
All right, well, I can't keep an eye out for them, but I hear what you're saying.
You might know them by just a man, younger, older, and a girl.
Thank you, man.
Okay. Going to what, I'm not, don't even want to go into detail what happened.
I think actually you may have mentioned, this is an old, fairly, yeah, this got this a couple of weeks ago, right?
No, this happened the 25th. I was assaulted on Pacific Garden Mall.
Oh boy, this was your left arm.
Yeah, helping the homeless, helping business owners, helping the rangers pick up homeless garbage, and this is what I got for.
Who assaulted you?
Don't know the kid. He's new in town. But if I see him, he's not getting fed. I can tell you that, since I'm the cook here.
You're going to sock him with the socks?
Yeah, I'm gonna. We're going to beat him with the socks.
Beat him to death with the socks.
And we...
Still a small line. It seems like there was a longer line last week, but there's still a line. And we have an accomplished pianist doing his frilly trills on the piano. Here's a man opening a jar of peanut butter. What's going on over here, sir? But is the meal not good enough for you? You have to supply your own food?
The label said there's molasses in here, so we're going to see if we notice the molasses.
Molasses? Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's the other sugar.
What's your name, mister?
The other sugar. Oh, I'm Meriwether Mike, a.k.a. Open Mike, a.k.a. Missing Lee Wilson, but he's in prayer and has been sighted.
Dig it. So this is, we're talking with...
Nancy.
Nancy, you stop by the car as I'm about to pull out of here to let me know. I think we may have heard this mentioned before, but this is a fellow who died of a heart attack on the bus. Is that right?
I don't know. I just heard that he passed away. He goes to the rotating church.
And the rotating
Somebody may know who he is.
The Association of Faith Communities 20-person church program, right?
Yeah. They know him over here at the Red Church. So, yeah, they were mentioning that who it was. His name's Steve. I forgot what his last name was.
Did you know him yourself?
I don't know. I'd have to see what he looks like. And there's a young lady that passed away, too, but I don't know what her name is. I've been asking around.
If you find out, let me know, and we'll publicize it.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been talking with...
Nancy, have a good night or a good day.
You too, Nancy. Bye-bye.